Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I'm an Archtop Fiber customer, and I'm just trying to get my email address correct so I can sign in to the account portal.
Okay, so you need help with your email address?
Well, yeah, like they tried changing it to the correct one, and like they sent me a link to the portal, but it said it expired. So I need like help to activate my account online. That is.
What is the name associated with your account?
Isaiah Morris.
How do you, again, I apologize.
Isaiah Morris. ISAIAHMORRIS.
Okay. Thank you.
And the account number is 1868.
All right, and can you confirm your service address?
22 West O'Reilly Street, apartment 1, Kingston, New York.
And that's zip code is 12401, I see.
Yeah.
And I see that your email address on file is your iCloud email address, isaiah9190@icloud.com.
Yeah, is it spelled like ISAIAH?
Yes, ISAIAH9190@icloud.com.
Can you try sending me like another portal link so I can see if I can activate my email address?
I don't know that I have the ability to send that, but let me check and see. Let's see here.
Because the other representative sent me a link to register my email, and it said it got expired, and she just literally just sent it like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, well, it shouldn't be expired if it was just sent 2 seconds ago, or just, you know,
well,
within the past 5 minutes.
That's what my phone is saying. I tried it on my computer, my laptop,
and it's telling you that it's expired. That's so strange.
Yes. I mean, if you want me to, like, I know where your location is in Kingston. If you just want me to drive over there.
Well, no, not yet. First, we'd like to see if there's anything that we can do here to help to resolve the problem for you. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the link to be able to register with the portal at the website archtopfiber.com?
Yeah, like I got the email, but it said the link was expired. So like I just need another one so I can register it. And this time I'll try to stay on the phone to see if there's any issues.
And I thank you very much for your patience as we work on trying to provide a resolution to this issue.
All right, so I did get your email here.
Oh, another email was sent.
Yeah, let me just see if I can read it. Okay, so yeah, I just got an email just saying there's an email address change to the correct one, ISAIAH9190@icloud.com.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just still waiting to see if there's a way to register that correct email.
Now, have you tried going to the website archtopfiber.com? Like, say, for example, if you go to the website archtopfiber.com, and then once you get there in the upper right, it'll say sign in. You click on that, and well, that's where it just has a gives you a place to enter a username and password. I don't see a place where you can enter your email address.
Yeah, I could enter the email address, but I believe I don't have a password for the account. Unless it's the same password for the internet, you know, for the router.
I don't know,
But I
you could
guess.
try. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It won't cause any problems. So you could try that if you want. I'm still waiting to get it to see if my team can help in providing an answer in regards to if we can go ahead and get that email sent to you, get another email out to you to help you to register your account. Because
Okay,
that's
I just pulled
usually
out the.
typically something that's sent by the automated system when you register or when you register for service and your service is installed, you'd get the email sent automatically by the system, and then that would help you to go ahead and get your account set up online at the website.
Yeah, no, it's not working. I don't think it's the correct password. First, I believe I have to register the email. So.
Yes, sir. And still waiting on a reply from one of my team members to see if we can go ahead and get that email sent out. Because we'd like to be able to go ahead and get that issue resolved for you.
Yeah, let me see my email account because I just reset my password. So
Oh, yeah, sure. Check. Go ahead and
we'll
check.
see if I can do it that way. All right, so it looks like. Yeah, I got the reset password link.
Okay, so if you want
So,
to go ahead and try that.
okay, so. Yeah, hold on a second. I just gotta Plug my laptop in.
Yeah, sure, no problem at all. You waiting on your laptop?
Yeah, I'm on my laptop.
Okay.
Just trying to do sign in to, like, I have a password manager, so I'm just trying to sign into that.
Okay. And hopefully this will go ahead and get the issue resolved and everything will be good to go.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work my computer out right now.
Okay, no problem. I know computers can be a little slow.
Yeah. All right. All right, so I just saved my new password. It looks like everything is correct. So, including my phone number, my email address. So, looks like I'm all set. My address.
Oh, you're good to go. Okay, excellent. Well, that's very nice. I had found the, or I had noticed where I could send from the database here. It looks like there's a button I can click on. Let me click this button and see if you get an email. I don't know if it says I can't. It's because your account is already activated. It won't let me send you an email using that method. Okay, well, I tried. But it's not necessary though, because you are good to go, and that's always good to hear. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and we greatly appreciate you as a customer. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.